Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While our next guest's institution has a reputation for churning out military officers and business managers, their focus has changed significantly over the past few years to meet the workforce demands for engineers. Ron Welch is Dean of Engineering at the Citadel in Charleston. Today he's in our studio. Ron, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, first of all, give us an overview of the engineering school.
Well, the engineering school has been around for about 11 or 12 years. It started off, though, we've had civil engineering since 1842, but an actual department in about 1912. We added electrical engineering in 1941, but our real growth has been in the last few years, where we've added a number of new programs and doubled the size of our program in the last 4 or 5 years.
How many students do you have in engineering now?
Right now, we have about 600 undergrads and 100 graduate students in our programs.
And even as engineering students, military service is still required.
It's not required. What we have is it's one of the options that students can do. Yes, we are a military school, but only about 33 to 35% of our students go in the military. It is an ROTC program, and so they have to have an ROTC contract. But we have an advantage. The military is looking for STEM graduates, so we get quite a few STEM-coded contracts, which help my engineering students to have that opportunity.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about some of the new engineering programs. What sort of launched all of this?
I got there in 2011. We kind of did a 360 review, and we had two programs that were very well established, producing graduates that the state was looking for and the nation. But as we looked at the region, Lowcountry specifically, we could see Boeing coming in and all the companies that were supporting all the industry, such as Mercedes-Benz, Volvo now. And so we started looking at our degrees, and the degrees we realized that we didn't have were mechanical. And so we added that in 2014, and we have 300 and some odd students already in that program. Recently, we got approval for construction engineering. If you've been to Charleston recently, all you have to do is look around and see all the cranes. And you talk to those companies, and they're throughout the state and the nation are having problems finding qualified construction engineers to help them with all this growth.
Talk about the teaching side of this. How have you been acquiring your professors?
Well, as everybody, we do on national search. One of the things, I guess our little secret is that we are looking for faculty who are focused on the students as a whole person. Because our model there is a residential model, and so therefore we're looking for faculty who believe on the academic side, but there's a military piece, there's a physical piece, and there's an ethical piece. And all of that's wrapped together in what we do on a daily basis with our day students. But the little secret is that our day program is just a piece of who we are. We're very eclectic in a sense. We have our day program, which is for cadets, active duty, and veterans. But we have a full-time evening program, 2+2. We work with Trident and all the other technical schools. But our evening program, in 2 years you can graduate, and then that program, we have the same engineering programs for the Lowcountry as well as our veterans and active duty.
Does the engineering school have programs for postgraduate work?
Absolutely. We've been, since about 2006, offering graduate education. Started with a certificate. We now have 4 degrees, a master's degree in civil, mechanical, electrical, as well as project management. But what makes us unique as well is that those programs also have 13 certificates embedded in them. So a person can join us, take 4 classes, and gain that certification, which allows them to put it on the resume, as well as the company to advertise that skill set. So we also provide that in the evenings exclusively.
Now, what are the more common jobs that you see graduates moving into?
It's a wide range, but you start off with those that are moving into construction, but not necessarily the application on the site, but more the design and looking over the plans. But our civils move into structural, geotechnical, transportation, as well as water resources are big ones. And then if you look mechanical, the people are after them is the aerospace industry, mechatronics, manufacturing. With all the companies that are coming in, they're snatching them up faster than we can produce them. And then on the electrical side, we're looking at power and energy, communication, and electronics.
It sounds like most of them are staying in South Carolina.
They are. It's very interesting when you start to look at it that we have 80% of our students staying in the state of South Carolina. And then add the fact that we're putting out about 15% of our students into the military. That means quite a bit of what we're doing is supporting the nation as well as our industry and workforce here in the Lowcountry.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for taking the time to stop by our studio today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Ron Welch is Dean of Engineering at the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his school posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, subscribe to our podcast, and connect with us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.